Good evening. This is William Onesack speaking, and this is my introduction to podcasting. A few days ago, I wouldn't have believed it was possible for me to be able to do anything like this, but as it turns out, it's as everyone has said, it's pretty simple. One problem I was having was the files were I was saving as MP3s, but they were saving them much too large. So thanks to the wizard Zed, I have managed now to figure out how to save the files smaller, if that makes any sense to you. Anyway, I'm here to talk a little bit about myself, and just like I said, I want to do an introduction. I want to say, first of all, hey, who the hell is that Springer guy? And most importantly, why is there a man named Huggy Bear calling my house at 9:30 at night asking me about whether people are good-looking or ugly and how much attention gets paid to them? That's a different story, I suppose. So, I've been a member of the website for about 5 years, and I've seen a lot of things come and go. There's been a lot going on in my real life for a while now, so I'm not as active posting as I used to be, but I still am very active on the board. I stay abreast of as much as what's going on as I can. So, a lot of you may not really have heard of me or know me that well. So, this podcasting, wow, I mean, I've listened to quite a few of them, and I have to say I love it. I really like this concept of getting to hear the people who you are, you've come to know by reading their posts and their messages over time. It's really a fantastic thing. And who the hell is this Springer guy? That's what I want to know. I have a question for Skeptic Overlord. I was listening to the Skeptic Review number 8. Actually, I started listening to it about 2 or 3 times. The first time, I forget what happened the first time. Maybe I nodded off. But the second time, I got interrupted listening to it when Huggy Bear called the house. And I have to say, I like the Overlord's emergency response is to break out the vodka with any type of emergency that's going on, but I have to be honest with you, as Arnold Schwarzenegger once said in a movie of his called Raw Deal, it is not good to drink and bake, and that's why I have a breathalyzer lock on my keyboard to prevent me from posting or podcasting under the influence of any alcohol whatsoever. It's just not to be. So, anyway, I've seen quite a few things here. I'm trying to do this the way I was, the way it was advised to me, not through a read from a script. Just go off the cuff, and there you go. Go at it, and I think that's a good way of doing it. But the problem is trying to keep talking to myself in a way that's gonna keep you interested for any amount of time. So I'm just gonna go over a couple of things. See, I won't make this too long. I'm going to try responding to a couple of threads, too, if this actually manages to upload. So, I've been keeping a blog, not very often, but pretty regularly over the last couple of years on the message board. And I've been surveilling a building at 111 West Old Country Road, Hicksville, New York. Now you have to pretend that I'm saying that in all caps, because I want to sound as crazy as possible when I say that address. And So in my blog, I've been keeping tabs on it and taking pictures of the building, and of course, I hope you all realize it's all tongue-in-cheek. And what else? Oh, in my blog, I was also talking about my dreams. They were getting quite freaky for a while there. Fortunately, they seem to have calmed down quite a bit. I'm still having nightmares, but the shotgun is great. I find the shotgun very comforting, and you know, also the Colt 45 under the pillow. It's only gone off by accident a couple of times, but I think it's worth it to keep the guns close to me while I'm sleeping, even though I do have a tendency to sleepwalk. So when I'm not reading ATS, I'm usually can be found on the roof of my house screaming about aliens and government conspiracies, shooting my shotgun up in the air and punctuating each remark by jabbing a bottle of whiskey forward with every exclamation point. So if you haven't read many of my posts and you haven't heard my podcast, be sure to drop by the house sometime and come watch me on my roof. It's quite good. I usually get off when I see the police coming up the street, and you know, I just pretend that I'm asleep when they come to the door, and you know, I know why they're here. They, you know, are after me, and I've complained actually quite a bit about the satellite they keep over my house. But I'm just going on. This is nonsense, but this is a great stress buster for me right now. In real life, I do have a little bit of stress going on, so I think I'm gonna call it quits for this right now. So you've got a pretty good insight. I'm pretty deranged. That's why if you ever see my posts, you'll notice the mood says non-compos mantis, and hey, I call it the way I see it. So, coming to you live from Lake Vostek, Ontario. See, I even make myself laugh sometimes. Actually, Lake Vostok is in Antarctica, and I have no idea why I just had that Freudian slip of saying that, you know, I was coming from Ontario. I wonder who in Ontario is that I've got on my mind. Anyway, this is going on for about 8 minutes now. I think you've all had enough, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you more soon. I'm going to get involved in some of the threads, and I really would like an answer. Who the hell is that spring guy? And why is his friend Huggy Bear calling me here at my home? It's quite disturbing. Okay, I was going to talk a little bit about NetChicken, but I'm going to save that for my next podcast. And I've got a lot of dirt on NetChicken, so it should be quite captivating, a lot more interesting than this. I'm sorry, I see it looks like I just squawked a little bit, so I'm going to go before I overstay my welcome. Have a good night, and I'll see you around the boards. Bye-bye.